So, in which ways do we steal? In which ways do we misappropriate what belongs here to this other place? In government circles, when you hear somebody's involved misappropriation of wealth or government money, it doesn't mean he used it for himself. It means it was supposed to be for this project. It was budgeted here, approved here. He took it upon himself to reallocate that project to another area. That's what I mean by misappropriating. You put the money where it was not approved. And that's, people do that even in church. You tell people you are raising money to build a toilet for the church. Then somewhere along the way you realize you haven't paid salaries. So you use that money to pay salaries. That is stealing. Because when you raise the money, it was for a particular purpose. You need the givers to tell you, the donors, to tell you that now that you have no salaries, we have given you permission. You can go back to them and say, hey, you give us money for the toilet, but can you give us now for salaries? But misappropriation is stealing. Using money where it was not allocated. I give you money to do something, then you do it for something else. And you need to ask yourself, how many times have you done that? I give you my car to go to Thika, then you decide to go to Mombasa. There's a telephone ringing me and telling me, Mr. Nganga, I have now realized that the item I was looking for is not in Thika, it is in Mombasa. Would you allow me to use the car now to go to a different place? If you use it where we never agreed, you have stolen the car. No, you haven't stolen it by, you know, forever. But if my car is being used where I never gave it permission, whoever is doing that is a thief. So you need to ask yourself, do you take this command seriously?